This is part two of the story of a 14-year-old girl and her romantic infatuation with her history teacher. She will do anything for the man she loves, but to him, she's just a young mouth and cunt for him to use and abuse. So here we pick up the story again. Once again, when Wednesday rolled around, Ken wasn't sure whether or not Dawn would turn up in the girls' changing room. But he went there anyway, and he waited impatiently for 15 minutes before deciding that the docile little cunt had finally seen through his preposterous protestations of love. But as he opened the door to leave, he met Dawn, just about to walk in. He stepped aside, and she hesitated on the threshold. Without preamble, Ken hooked her inside and slammed the door shut. Probably nobody would be about around this time, but he wasn't taking any chances. "You mustn't let yourself be seen," he said sternly to Dawn. "If anyone catches us together, we won't be able to see each other anymore." Dawn quailed at his anger.
"I'm sorry, sir," she said humbly. "I don't think anyone saw me."
"And you haven't said a word to anyone else, have you? In school or at home?"
She shook her head vigorously.
"No, sir, I wouldn't tell, honestly."
Ken nodded, satisfied.
"Okay, then," he said. "Good."
Without preamble, he pulled her into his arms and kissed her deeply, sliding his tongue into her mouth. At the same time, he grabbed her left tit and copped a good feel, his other hand groping at her arse. Ken lost no time in moving from her mouth to her tits and sucking her puffy little nipples to get her aroused. When they separated, Dawn flushed and breathless, Ken went to a small hold-all that he'd brought with him and took out a camcorder and tripod. He extended the tripod and set it up while Dawn stared at him in dismay.
A camera?" she stammered. "You're not going to, film me? Us?"
Ken nodded, not turning to look at her.
"Yeah," he said, "I am. Dawn, you're the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. There's no way I want to forget our precious moments together."
But,
Dawn couldn't articulate her primal fear of being caught on film and the obscene acts that her new boyfriend had been performing on her. Ken stood up and crossed to her, carrying the camera, which he hadn't yet attached to the tripod.
"It's all right," he assured her, putting a finger on her lips. "Nobody but me will ever see these films. In fact, I promise you I'll destroy them as soon as I've watched them. I just want to enjoy your beauty and celebrate it, even when you're not with me. Please, Dawn, don't deny me this."
"Oh, okay," said Dawn, still not happy.
Ken rewarded her with a smile and another kiss, and then he told her brusquely to strip off. As Dawn obediently took off her school uniform, he filmed her at close quarters, zooming in at her little tits and arse and crotch. When she was standing naked in front of him, he unzipped his fly and pulled out his already stiff cock.
"Suck me, my darling," he told Dawn. "Suck my knob."
Dawn seemed reluctant, shooting in an unhappy glance at the camera. But when Ken pressed down on her shoulder, she went down on her knees in front of him. And with the camera catching every moment for posterity, the lovely little 14-year-old girl parted her lips and accepted his hard-on into her mouth, sucking diligently on his swollen knob.
"Oh, yeah," Ken groaned. "That's great, Dawn. Use your hand as well. Wank me off in your mouth."
Dawn did as she was told, and Ken was soon gasping and grunting in delight at her oral ministrations. When he was thoroughly turned on, he began to fuck her in the face, gently but firmly, but then harder and deeper as he'd done on Friday. But when his cock started to invade her throat and make her gag, Dawn pulled back.
"What's the matter?" Ken demanded.
It's choking me," Dawn explained.
"Don't you want to make me happy?"
"Yes, sir, I really do, but..."
You're not going to die, Dawn. I won't really choke you. It's just for a few minutes of discomfort to give me pleasure. Is that too much to ask? He was glaring down at her, and Dawn faltered at a loss for an answer. Perhaps we should forget this, Ken said coldly. I thought you loved me as much as I love you, but I guess you don't. We should probably just say goodbye and go home.
No, no, Dawn pleaded, distressed that he was displeased with her. I'm sorry, sir. It's all right. Really, it is. You can go as deep in my mouth and throat as you like.
Ken took her at her word, and as she bent again to her task, he put his free hand on the back of her head and slowly shoved his massive cock inch by inch down her throat. He passed Dawn's gag reflex, and she balked, but she didn't dare pull back now and offend him again, so she stared where she was, her eyes watering, and Ken, smiling tenderly down on her, forced her face even further onto his stiff prong. She couldn't take it all, but he didn't stop until his glands was lodged to the back of her throat and could go no further. Then he just held it there. As she stared up at him through watery eyes, her face going from red to purple, I love you so much, Dawn, he said gently, knowing that he was choking her and that she was close to passing out from lack of oxygen. Dawn made barely audible, murmuring noises, and her fingers were fluttering helplessly, and drool was running down her chin as she fought the urge to vomit. Ken zoomed into extreme close-ups, catching her rolling eyes and her obscenely stretched lips around his dick. Then finally, he relented and slid his shaft out of her mouth, but only for a minute. Then he shoved it back in again and started to shag her face rampagely. He really cut loose on her, slammed fucking her in the throat with sadistic relish as she choked and gurgled. When he finally stopped making love to her face, Dawn was close to collapse, so he led her over to the bench and dumped her down on her back.
That was great, Dawn, he said. You're a wonderful lover. I'd like to fuck your cunt now, if that's okay.
First things first, Ken set up the camera and the tripod and adjusted the focus. Then he went back to Dawn and climbed on top of her and shoved his hard on up her twat. The little girl gasped and moaned as Ken started to fuck her hard. He knew that all of this was being caught on film, so he gave a great performance, hooking open her pussy lips with her thumbs as he slammed his turgid pole deep up inside her. He was even more brutal than he'd been the week before, and Dawn babbled incoherent words as her tender gash received an unmerciful pummeling. After a while, Ken repositioned the camera for some close-up shots, and then he held it in his hand to get some reaction shots of her face as she writhed under him, her startled eyes staring straight into the shutter. For the sake of variety, and also for the sake of the movie, he got her to bend over so he could fuck her from behind. This allowed him deeper entry into Dawn's pussy and elicited louder yelps and gasps from her. It wasn't long before Ken was ready to come. Again, mindful of the watching camera lens, he pulled out of Dawn's crack and shoved it to her knees in front of him. Then, roughly shoving his knob between her lips, he proceeded to wank himself off energetically into her mouth. At the last moment before orgasm, he pulled out once again. Keep your mouth open, he panted, jerking off in front of Dawn's dazed eyes. Then he groaned, and the first gooey streamer of cum hit the little schoolgirl full in the eye. She flinched away, but Ken dragged her back, his cock spat thick ropes of semen over her cheek, her lips, her chin. He milked the last drops directly into Dawn's tongue and instructed her to swallow. Then he spooned some more of his cum onto her mouth, using his cock as an implement, and she swallowed that too. When he was done, Dawn stayed on her knees, uncertain whether it was okay for her to get up now. An evil idea stole into Ken's mind, along with the first twinges in his dick that told him he needed to take a post-orgasmic piss. Dawn, my love, that was truly wonderful. I feel so close to you. You're the most beautiful and sensuous woman I know. You better get in the shower now. If you go home smelling of spunk, your parents might suspect our love. So staggering slightly, Dawn headed for the showers, washing her and soaping herself off, and Ken was overcome with a
fresh wave of lust, so he climbed into the shower with her and lifted up her leg and shoved his stiffening cock up her slit. He gave her a crude, energetic fucking right there, spending his second load of the evening right up inside her twat gash. He dropped Dawn off at the corner of her street, reminding her very solemnly not to tell anyone about the relationship. Then he drove over to his friend Mike's place, where they sat around drinking beer and jerking off as they watched the video of Ken rough-fucking Dawn in her little 14-year-old mouth and cunt. Ken didn't have much jizz left to shoot, but Mike came three times as he watched and asked Ken how he could get some of Dawn's snatch himself. Ken promised he would figure out something for later that week.